Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Give Her Credit, The Untold Account of a Women's Bank That Empowered a Generation is a nonfiction account of the founding of the First National Women's Bank in Denver in 1978, written by financial journalist Grace L. Williams. The book examines how women confronted persistent discrimination in lending even after the Equal Credit Opportunity Act made sex-based credit discrimination illegal. It places the bank within the wider context of 1970s feminism, showing how professional women, activists, and business leaders worked together to build a federally chartered institution that served women and other marginalized borrowers. The book is both a business history and a social history, using the rise of the women's bank to show how access to capital shapes opportunity, independence, and civic participation. Its purpose is to recover an overlooked chapter in American finance and explain why the struggle for credit access remains central to economic equality. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why the book matters as financial history and feminist history. Give Her Credit stands out because it joins two kinds of history that are often separated: the history of finance and the history of feminism. The book does not treat women's activism as separate from banking, nor does it treat banking as a background setting for social change. Instead, it shows how feminist goals were translated into institutional form through lending practices, chartering, fundraising, and bank governance. That perspective gives the book a distinctive analytical value. Readers learn not only that women fought for equality, but also how that fight entered concrete systems of credit and finance. The book is useful because it explains a specific historical case that reveals wider patterns. It shows how financial institutions can become arenas of gender conflict, how economic independence supports broader equality, and how regulatory and market barriers interact. Compared with books that focus only on symbolic breakthroughs, this one is grounded in an actual business institution with measurable consequences. That makes its contribution both historically specific and broadly relevant to anyone interested in inequality, economic power, or the practical mechanics of social change. Secondly, the book turns a local Denver story into a national argument. Although the story is rooted in Denver, the book clearly intends a wider national significance. The Women's Bank is presented as a local response to a national problem, the unequal treatment of women in finance across the United States. By focusing on one bank that became highly successful, Williams makes the case that local experiments can model broader change. And this is an important interpretive move because it prevents the story from feeling parochial. Instead, Denver becomes a testing ground for a larger question about whether financial institutions can be redesigned to serve excluded groups fairly. The book suggests that local actors can shape national conversations by proving that alternatives are viable. That gives the narrative an institutional rather than merely regional importance. Readers come away with a clearer understanding of how a single bank can illuminate national debates about regulation, discrimination, and women's economic citizenship. The book, therefore, functions as both a local history and a larger argument about how systemic change begins in specific places. Thirdly, the book balances admiration with a clear-eyed account of difficulty. Although the book celebrates the bank and its founders, it does not present their success as effortless or uncontested. The narrative includes conflicts over purpose, bureaucratic barriers, and the strain of raising startup capital. This balanced treatment strengthens the book because it avoids flattening history into inspirational shorthand. Readers can see that visionary projects still require compromise, persistence, and institutional navigation. That realism is important in a book about women's empowerment because it preserves the seriousness of the struggle. The founders are admirable not because they were untouched by difficulty, but because they confronted real obstacles and still built something durable. Williams's approach gives the book credibility as well as emotion. It acknowledges that progress is often uneven and contingent, which makes the eventual success of the bank more meaningful. This balance between achievement and difficulty is one reason the book stands out in its category of social history and financial nonfiction. Fourthly, the book is relevant to readers interested in economic inequality today. Although the story is historical, the issues it raises remain current. Access to credit, equitable lending, and the treatment of women in finance are still live concerns, especially for people studying economic inequality and access to capital. The book is useful because it provides a historical example of how exclusion can be challenged through institutional innovation. It does not claim that the Women's Bank solved all problems, but it shows that targeted action can alter the landscape of opportunity. For contemporary readers, that makes the book more than a period piece. It becomes a reminder that financial systems are shaped by policy choices and organizational decisions, and those choices can be redesigned. That broader relevance helps explain why the book resonates with audiences interested in feminism, banking, and social justice. Its value lies in showing how one successful institution can illuminate ongoing debates about who gets to participate fully in economic life. Lastly, final assessment of its value and relevance. Overall, the book stands out because it restores an overlooked chapter of American banking while showing why that chapter matters now. It combines historical recovery with structural analysis, making it useful to readers who want to understand both the specific moment in the 1970s and the broader logic of financial inequality. The story is especially valuable because it treats women's empowerment as something built through institutions, not only through individual resilience. That approach makes the book intellectually stronger and more grounded than many celebratory accounts of progress. Readers will come away with a better understanding of how legal reform, social movements, and financial systems interact. They will also see how a local initiative can become a model for national change. For anyone interested in women's history, banking, or the practical mechanics of equality, the book offers a focused and credible account of how a marginalized group created a durable answer to exclusion. In conclusion, Give Her Credit is best suited to readers who want a serious, non-fiction account of women's history that is also a clear-eyed study of banking, credit, and institutional change. It will appeal to readers interested in feminism, financial history, civil rights, and the mechanics of how organizations are built under pressure. Its main benefit is that it explains a major social issue, access to capital, through a concrete historical case rather than through broad generalization. That makes it useful both intellectually and practically, especially for readers who want to understand how discrimination can persist even after laws change. What distinguishes the book from similar titles is its focus on a real federally chartered women's bank and the collective effort required to make it succeed. Instead of offering a generic empowerment narrative, it shows how women translated political urgency into a functioning financial institution. That combination of historical recovery, business detail, and structural insight gives the book a distinctive place in nonfiction about women's progress and economic equality. If you would like to support Grace L. Williams, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.